I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The September 11, 2001 terror attacks on the United States brought both fear and sorrow. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says 9/11 initially brought hope for revival.
However, when things settled down, we just went back to business as usual.
In fact, the Barna Group reports that church attendance overall has declined. At this 10-year point, though, Tippett believes there's hope once more.
I think if we reflect on what happened back then and the potential there was for a great move of God's Spirit and the point that we're at, if we will take some concrete actions and make some definite plans to really mobilize people at this moment, we could see a great move of God's Spirit.
Next, the events of 9/11 redefined the next decade for both the United States and Europe. Christian groups working in a global context adjusted through the local church body. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says on that day, the local churches became centers of hope. However,
the churches did need help. They weren't necessarily experienced in what to do, nor did they have the resources they needed to respond as well, and that's where we partnered with them.
9/11 showed Americans our vulnerability and helped us shape the future of outreach.
Our mission is to demonstrate the love of Christ to people affected by disaster, conflict, and poverty around the world, and the best way that we can do that is by supporting local churches who are on the ground. They know who needs to help. They have been there all along. They will be there long after we leave.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a great missions resource. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with scripture in both English and Russian. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union much more clearly. We've got your free copy. Call us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.